Since they had caught me red-handed in broad daylight, I figured there was no future in trying to pretend I wasn't there. I raised my head and tried to put on a pleasant face. Good morning, fellers. Before we get involved in other matters, let me just say a few words. Snort held up one paw.
Hunk, not talk crazy stuff like last time.
Who, me? Well, I don't know what you're...
Rip and snort, not like fooled all time.
Yes, I see what you...
Rip and snort, tired and hungry. All night singing and carrying on. Not have time to hunt. Maybe we eat dog.
Dog? Snort nodded. Rip licked his chops. Already we were off to a bad start. How about a cat? I know where you can find a nice, fat, juicy cat.
Dog, quick and easy meal. And dog tied up, too. Not hard catch. Ho, ho!
Yes, ho, ho. You're referring to the rope, I suppose. They nodded. And my being tied up, so to speak. They nodded. That is, you probably think I'm tied up and can't run and play and so forth. They nodded. It does appear that way, doesn't it? They nodded. Would you guys care to hear the true story about this rope?
Only true story. Not want more crazy stuff like moon made of chopped chicken liver.
Oh, that one, yes. I remember the night I told you guys that story, and I'll admit it was a little, that is, it contained elements of fiction as well as...
Big lie. Made Rip and Snort look stupid.
Stupid? Surely not. I mean, I wouldn't have... Snort put his sharp nose right down in my face.
Hunk, waste time. Talk quick, then we eat.
Eat? Who could eat at a time like this? I mean, it's too late for breakfast and too early for supper, and then there's always the chance that after hearing my story, you'll decide completely on your own and with no prompting from me. He showed me his teeth and growled. On second thought, maybe I should go right into my story. You suppose? All right, here we go. Are you ready for this? No answer, just unblinking yellow stares. All right. Now, at first glance, it appears that I'm tied to a tree stump, right? No response, nothing. But first impressions are often misleading. I'm sure you've noticed that, haven't you? Of course you have. Blank stares. But here's the straight story, guys. Not more than an hour ago, one of the cowboys noticed that this part of the pasture was starting to move. And I mean drift, shift, float away. You can imagine what a disaster it could be if part of the pasture just by George picked up and moved away. Rip scratched a flea on his ear. It was hard to tell if I was getting through to him. We can come back to that later if you have any questions, or we could pause here and... Snort shook his head. No, let's move along. Well, Slim was worried about what might happen if the pasture moved away. I mean, let's face it, nobody really knows what's under this pasture. So he brought me down here. I'm the head of ranch security, you see, and in emergency situations... Snort poked me in the chest with his paw.
Get to point of story, not mess around with bunch talk.
I'm getting there. In fact, I'm there already. Here's the point. Slim brought me down here for one purpose and one purpose only. To hold down this section of the pasture and keep it from drifting away. That explains why the stump is tied to me. And I'm sure you've already figured out what might happen if I were suddenly, well, eaten. But just in case you haven't, let me explain. In a matter of minutes, this entire section of the pasture could drift away, leaving a bottomless pit in its place. And I'm talking about a deep, black, bottomless pit with no bottom. I bet that scares you, huh? They shook their heads.
Not scared because Rip and Snort not believe one word of lying, stupid story.
Not even one little word? They pushed up off their haunches and came a step closer. Their glittering eyes made me uneasy.
Now time for eat, and then take big nap.
It was time for me to make a break for freedom. I hit the end of the rope with a full head of steam, hoping that it would break one more time. Only it didn't, and I did a back flip and landed hard on the ground. I coughed and staggered to my feet. All right, you've got me cornered. I'll admit that, but aren't you forgetting something? What about the ancient coyote custom of letting a captive fight for his life? Big smiles spread across their faces.
Fight? Coyote never too busy for big fight.
Exactly. But instead of engaging in your ordinary tooth and toenail kind of brawl, I challenge both of you to a series of contests that will test our skill and courage. If I win, I'm a free dog. If I lose, I'm a free lunch. What do you say? You have guts enough to put your lousy reputations on the line?
Coyote have plenty guts and not scared for lousy reputation. Hunk not have chance.
Maybe so, Snort, but you've got it to do. All right, here's the first event. The rope chewing contest. The first one to chew this rope in two is the winner. Ready? They knocked each other down, taking their positions at the rope. On your mark. Get set. Go! It's amazing what a stinking, illiterate coyote can do to a piece of stout rope. Those guys took two snaps each and amputated a two-foot section from the bottom end of that rope. I finished dead last, which was all right, since I didn't care for the oily taste of the rope anyway. Cable, I should say. Snort spit the cable out of his mouth and gave me a big grin.
Ha-ha! Hunk lose pretty big!
Yes, so it appears. But I think you just got lucky.
Not luck. Win because very tough.
Well, we'll see about that. This next event will be a real test of your... At that moment, I heard a flutter of wings and the sound of branches snapping in the cottonwood tree above us. Rip and Snort heard it too. We all looked up and saw... Not cattle, as you might have suspected, but two big, black, ugly birds sitting on a limb some 10 feet above us. I recognized them at once. Wallace and Junior, the buzzards. And I can't say that I was glad to see them. When buzzards arrive on the scene, it usually means that somebody's luck has gone sour. My luck was getting better, but it still wasn't out of the woods, so to speak. Yes, I had tricked the coyotes into chewing my rope in two, but I didn't dare make a break for freedom. Not yet. Not while those thugs were still in good running condition. Wallace stuck out his skinny neck and looked us over.
Y'all go ahead on, don't pay any attention to us. We come early to make some side bets is all we done, and then we're gonna stay for dinner.
Oh, yeah? Who says there's gonna be any dinner? As a matter of fact, we're in the midst of the first annual Wolf Creek Decathlon, and although it might appear that the coyotes have a small lead at this point...
The coyotes have a big lead, pup. We've seen it all from the air, and Junior, I'm taking the coyotes and giving 3-1 odds.
Okay, Papa, and I'll take my doggy friend...
Wallace gave his head a shake.
Son, don't ever bet on your friends or your kinfolks. It causes hard feelings when you go to eat, so just play the odds and never mind the friendship. I've told you that before.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because, son, the world's divided into three parts. Heart, mind, and stomach.
Yeah.
And you should always listen to that still, small voice in your stomach. It'll never lie to you or let you down. No buzzard has ever got a broken heart by listening to his stomach.
Yeah, but he's still my friend and my pal, and we sing together.
He ain't your friend, and he ain't your pal, and he can't sing any better than I can. And I can't sing at all, but you are gonna bet on him, 'cause I've got the coyotes 3-1.
Okay.
And I've told you over and over and over, you cut out this silly talk about being a singer when you grow up. Nobody in my family has ever been a singer, and nobody in my family is ever gonna be a singer. And when my coyote boys win, I get first dibs on a hind leg.
I guess Snort didn't like that. He looked up into the tree and curled his lip.
Buzzard get big hurt, not first dibs.
Well, we'll just see about that, and in the meantime, y'all hurry up. We ain't had a bite to eat in 3 days. This boy of mine is old enough to be taking care of his poor old daddy, but he's such a ninny. Hurry up, would y'all please?
Rip and Snort grinned and shook their heads.
Coyote not take orders from Buzzard. Coyote do what Coyote want. Ho, ho!
Old man Wallace leaned down and stuck out his tongue.
Well, ho, ho your own self and don't hurry up. See if I care, 'cause we got no place else to go and nothing else to do.
Snort turned back to me and poked me in the chest.
That better. Hurry up.
I kind of hoped the argument would drag on for a couple of days. Give Hank the cowdog 2 or 3 days and he'll always find a way to get out of a jam. But it appeared that my time frame had been shortened to something like 15 minutes. This was my last chance, fellers. I was fixing to walk a tightrope across the canyon of life. And from here on, the story gets pretty scary.